Saga Egmont presents Wolf Light by Yaba Bedu, read by Janice Aqua. For Colin, my one and only. A girl's voice doesn't break, it gets firmer. Ama Ataedu, a young woman's voice. Ice melts in a trickle, then a stream, until oceans swell and sea salt loses its tang. Waves surge in a crush of rainfall and flood, pulverizing earth to mud. Cliffs bloat and crumble, oozing fossil and flint. Rivers course over banks. Trees and houses tumble, roofs fly in the sky. Stitch by stitch, as the earth's tapestry unravels, monsters rip through snag and snarl. Sky swallowers, soil eaters, bloodsuckers, skinwalkers all. Are you ready to ride the whirlwind? 1. Zula. My name is Zula, the name my father gave me an hour before I was born. On that day, as I journeyed into the world, Pa saw the light of the evening star in the sky. The planet Venus was turning to play with Jupiter, and struck by her brilliance, Pa stood and stared. He's a healer, a shaman, with an intuition so mighty he navigates pathways between this realm and another glazed with stardust and spirit. Entranced, goosebumps pimpling his arms, Pa decided I would be called Zula. Along with my name came an awakening, confirmed by Venus' smile that night. From the beginning, Pa believed that my sisters and I were destined to shape the world. I would be one of three, a pride of sisters, born in different hemispheres, in forest, desert, and by water. Together, we would dance with creation and replenish it. The first time he told me the story of my birth, Pa described the scene as if he could still see it. The sun, setting over snow-capped peaks, burned the Altai Mountains gold. The foothills beneath glowed, so much so that a flat stretch of scrubland in front of it shone.
Even the air seemed to sparkle, Pa said. Without a horse's breath of wind, the world stood still and glimmered like kindling. Grasses, bushes, trees, all of it, from the faraway mountains to our homestead. That summer we were camped beside a lake, Zula. At the water's edge, our horses and camels were grazing. In wolf light, water that flickers blue in the day takes on a haunted purple hue. Dogs feel the heat of fangs in their teeth, and cows, butting like bulls, recall the maul of horns on their heads. That's when you burst into our lives, my daughter.
I was born after the big winter thaw at the start of the grazing season. Mongolia, my home, is a land of mountains, lakes, and sky, an ocean of sky. We're nomads, often on the move, in search of pasture for our animals. It was into this world that I emerged, blue-eyed, a silver curl on my head. After I took my first breath, Pa claimed that instead of crying, I sang a desert song, a piercing note that I held for so long that my grandmother, fearing I was a spirit child and my first breath would be my last, slapped me.
You know your grandmother, Pa said.
I nodded. Grandma, Pa's mother, the leader of Pa's circle, is not the easiest of women to be around. At times her tongue can be as sharp as the bite of a saber-toothed tiger, and yet she guides me nonetheless. Within 6 weeks, though the coil on my head remained silver, the colour of my eyes shifted from blue to grey, pale grey like the fur of a wolf in winter.
My winter wolf, Grandma called me,
more convinced than ever that my time on earth would be precious. She swaddled me and kept me close, while Ma went back to her chores.